Hi everyone, this is Kim McLaughlin, and I am so glad that you're here this evening for us to talk about emotional eating solutions. And I'm glad that you all signed up, so welcome to those of you who are live on the call, and welcome to those of you who are listening to this later on through the recording. My name is Kim McLaughlin. And my website is feedyoursoulunlimited.com. And I work with people who suffer from or struggle with food issues, really. People who struggle with food issues like overeating, emotional eating, compulsive eating, lots of different words, names to call, something that's kind of similar. Those each are a little different but a little similar. And what happens is I help people move from a place of struggling with food to a place of peace with food. And that's what we're going to look at tonight. And what we're going to look at tonight is what I call my 6 strategies for emotional eating solutions. And I'm actually going to tell you all 6 of the strategies. I teach those strategies, which I'll tell you about in the end, in a program that I call Emotional Eating Solutions, and I have a new group starting next week. And like I said, I'll tell you more about that at the end of the call, but I'm really going to kind of open it up and just give you all of the solutions, all of the strategies, and just let you know kind of that there is hope and there is a way out of this struggle with food. So let's get into it. Let me start with the six areas, and I'll go in. We're going to be on for a half hour, so I'll go in as much in depth as I can with each of them to really give you a foundation for how this can help you out. So the first solution that I'd like to talk about in terms of the emotional eating solutions is the food. And I always say I like Janine Roth's her definition that it's about the food, but it's not about the food. But I always think we have to start with the food because that's really the tangible part, the part that you can see and the part that you really feel out of control with, and that there are really some things you can do kind of quickly that can help put food in its proper place as nourishment. And that, I think, is the biggest, most important task or calling, is to put food in its proper place as nourishment. Because what happened is that we kind of lost our way when we use food for things other than nourishment. Is we started when we were kids. If you look at kids, they know how to manage food. They will eat when they're hungry. They'll stop when they're full. And you can put a cupcake or something sweet or something yummy out there for them, and if they're not hungry, they won't eat. They'll leave it. They might eat a little bit of it, but they'll leave it. And that's what we've lost our way from. We've lost our way from being able to just see food, as nourishment. Granted, I understand with kids is that sometimes there's issues around the type of food that they eat and that you might have some struggles with them. But what I want you to focus on more is the idea that you've lost your way in terms of that internal compass that tells you how much food, when to eat, and when to stop. And I find there's actually some kind of easy ways to do that by really getting back in touch with our body and noticing when we're hungry and when we're full. So think about that. Notice when you're hungry and notice when you're full. And being able to monitor that and have that be your guidance. And the other thing I think of when I think of it's about the food, but it's not about the food, is that partly what's happened is it's got us really off track with food is that whole diet mindset. that kind of diet roller coaster. I was just talking with somebody earlier today about that diet roller coaster where you might lose a lot of weight on whatever kind of diet plan you're on, or pills or whatever it is, or kind of those the juices or the shakes, all those kind of things. You might lose weight, but then always be fearful about gaining it back. And what I've read recently, some statistics is that diets work for only 2 to 5% of the people that are on them. And I was astonished. I thought it was more, there was more than that, but some statistics I've just read is that 2 to 5% of people who've been on a diet remain at their weight loss for over a year, for a year or more. And I was surprised, because that means 95%, 95 to 97% of the people who go on a diet will regain their weight. That's incredible. And that's why I think this idea of having an emotional eating solution rather than a diet is really going to give you more peace and satisfaction. So putting food in its proper place as nourishment, like I said, is really one of the first steps to get to the solution. The second part, so number two, is looking at how emotions affect your eating, and how when you're overeating, when you're obsessing about food, to start wondering what's the feeling behind it, what's going on. And I like to do something pretty simple, just asking myself, Kim, what's up? How are you feeling? You're thinking about overeating right now, or you've started overeating right now. What's going on? How are you feeling? And those feelings can be, they can be kind of, well, they can be hard to figure out, but I'm going to give you a simple method. I think you can always start with those feelings of, am I happy? Am I sad? Am I anxious, nervous? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Am I bored? Am I scared? Those are kind of some of the basic feelings that you would, that I would tend to ask people that are just starting to learn how feelings affect hunger and how feelings affect overeating. And what I know is that this time of year, this I call it the 3 months of holiday time, because really it's already started. Halloween is in full force. Candy is out and about. People are putting it all over the place. Parties are going on. There's a lot. And so this is that holiday season that I think starts in October and goes all the way to the beginning of January, where it's really a free-for-all. And there is a lot of food that's out and about, and there's a lot of feelings that come up this time of year. And often I find there are feelings of loneliness, of boredom, of sadness, of frustration. And a lot of those feelings come up just during this 3 month period. And if you can imagine that if those feelings go unchecked for 3 months, the opportunity to gain weight and to feel really bad about yourself is pretty huge. So think about that. If those emotions go unchecked over this whole holiday period, you really could find yourself feeling upset about your body, upset about yourself, maybe being shaming yourself, telling yourself you're bad and that you can never get it right. And what can also happen is that we can then say, well, I'm just going to put up with this time of year, and I'm going to just decide I'm going to eat whatever I want and I'll deal with it later. And what I know happens is that when we say, I'm just going to not feel my feelings, or I'm not going to focus on the kind of why am I overeating, focus on what are the emotions leading to my overeating, when we don't do that, when we don't look at that, come January 2nd, we end up going in line for whatever the diet is that will be front and center January 2nd. So what people will often tell me this time of year is say, oh, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to deal with it now. I'll deal with it come the beginning of the year, and I'm just going to go on a diet and I'll deal with it then. Well, remember that you're having 3 months of overeating and emotional eating. So you have 3 months more of baggage come the 2nd of January. And what I wonder is could you decide this year that this holiday time will be different, that you're going to honor your feelings, you're going to take care of yourself in a different way, and that that way of taking care of yourself might not necessarily include food, or it might not have to be food in the way that it used to be. Consider that, that you could deal with feelings in a way other than using food. So I want you to just consider that. The third area of this emotional eating solution is to focus on your thoughts. Those are those thoughts that come up that say, I want to eat that, I deserve it, I've been having a tough time. Those are what I'm talking about. And I want you to consider that maybe you could do it differently, that you could think differently about what's going on, and you could start once again putting food in its proper place as nourishment, and notice when your mind begins to overthink food. So for me, what used to happen was I would, most especially this time of year, is think about the candy that's in the store. Or if I bought Halloween candy, or when I would buy Halloween candy, that it's in the house and that it's here and that I want some of it. And I would think about it and think about it and think about it. Or also when I would work in an office and it was on somebody's desk, because you know there's always somebody, bless them, who has candy on their desk. I don't understand it, but they do have candy on their desk. And it's hard. It used to be really hard for me not to have it, because my head, I kept thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it. And finally what I'd do was I would give in, because I just needed the thoughts to stop. And I'd just say, oh, forget about it. I'm just going to go do it. I'm going to go have some of it, to just to make the thoughts stop, because they would just be incessant. So I want you to notice, as this holiday time is starting, what are those thoughts that are coming up? What are you thinking about in terms of food? What are you telling yourself in terms of food? And I want you to consider that it's just a thought, and that thoughts aren't real, that we kind of make them up. And like I said, I go a lot more into this, so I'm going to give you kind of an overview to kind of think about your thoughts. But I go more about this in the emotional eating solutions. But those thoughts, if you start noticing them, notice what they're telling you, and notice if they begin to have control over you. And then start considering that you can manage them differently, that you can not control them so much as allow them to just move on, and not have you pay attention, so much attention to them. So think about that. What does your mind say to you? And how might you turn that around to not lead you to overeat? The fourth eating solution strategy, emotional eating solution strategy that I want to tell you about is one that's really up right now. And that's the strategy of looking at lifestyle. And in lifestyle, I include kind of how you run your day, kind of when you get up and how you eat, and kind of how you end your day. A lot of times people will eat over emotions at the end of the day. A lot of it is generally, I find, lonely, bored feelings at the end of the day, and how can you manage that is one piece of the lifestyle, how you kind of lead your life around food. But the one piece I want to talk about today, since it's so, it's just kind of in our faces, the whole lifestyle around holidays. And I really want you to consider this holiday that, as I said earlier, is 3 months. And so what happens is that we have really a sanction. It's sanctioned in our society that we're going to overeat on Thanksgiving. And it's sanctioned in our society, in our culture, that we're going to overeat on Christmas Day. And people who don't have any problems with food buy into that, and they just know that that's for those 2 days they overeat. But what we do when we're emotional eaters is it's more than that, those 2 days that we overeat. I mean, let's be honest. It's more of a daily basis or more days than not. It's not just those 2 days. So what happens is that we tend to give ourselves a pass over this time of year because we are kind of allowed to give a pass on a couple of days. But I want you to wonder for yourself if that really is in your best interest, if giving yourself a pass over this holiday, over these 3 months, is really in your best interest. So think about it, like that, what would it be like for you to live your life these next 3 months without feeling obsessed about food or binging, or overeating, or emotional eating, and that this could be the time where you say, I'm going to live my life differently, and I'm not going to allow myself, or I'm not going to be a part of this kind of cultural phenomenon of overeating all the time over the holidays, or allowing myself to think that it's okay, because, oh, it's just the holidays. I'll get back on track the first of the year. Let's be honest. Does that really happen? And what I want to present to you is an idea that 365 days a year, food is put in its proper place as nourishment. And we might allow ourselves to eat more than, you know, kind of more than our body needs every once in a while, but it's rare. It's not that often. And think about that. Think about how freeing that might be. Just kind of consider that maybe you could reimagine this holiday season. And that moves me into the fifth strategy of our emotional eating strategies, is mindfulness. And so how do you start doing things differently? This is a key, everyone. Please, this is a key. It's about mindfulness. How do you slow down your thoughts, mindfulness? How do you change how you act at the holidays around food, mindfulness? How do you put food in its proper place as nourishment, mindfulness? How do you manage your emotions, mindfulness? And mindfulness is simple, it's just not easy. And it's really about slowing down, taking a deep breath, focus on your body, focus on where you are, and being centered. So, you know, you can do something really quick right now and this is something that I teach people that work with me, is to just feel yourself wherever you are. If you're sitting, feel yourself in your chair. I can feel my bottom. I'm sitting on the chair. I can feel my feet on the ground. My legs are crossed right now, so I feel my legs crossed. And I can just take a deep breath as I notice where my body is. And it's a calming sensation. It will move you out of being frenzied about food. And it's a centering place. And it's really one key solution to emotional eating. And then lastly, the sixth strategy for your emotional eating solution is your body image, how you see yourself. And are you shaming yourself and calling yourself bad and wrong and ugly and fat and whatever other horrible things you might be saying? But how are you talking to yourself? What are you saying to your body? How are you dressing? How are you being in this body? And are you beating yourself up? Because we can do that really easily. Tell ourselves how bad we are, how ugly, fat, all those horrible things. And really start saying things that are so negative. And I want you to consider that none of those things are true, and that there is a kinder, gentler way to talk to yourself, and to start talking to yourself as you would talk to a child, or how you would talk to your close friend, and how you would say nicer things. But start thinking about how you might talk to yourself in a different way and be kinder. Just consider that. That if that's up for you about your body image, how could you say something different and more positive to yourself? Even if you don't believe it, there are things you can say to yourself that are positive. So those are the six strategies. I know I could go in hours about each of them, but the strategies, number one is looking at food. Number two is looking at emotions. Number three is noticing your mind and your thoughts. Number four is, what is that lifestyle that may be leading you to overeat or encouraging you to overeat or kind of sustaining that overeating, and how might that be changed? Number five is mindfulness. How can we come back into our body and become calmer and more centered? That's so key in terms of ending emotional eating. And then lastly, self-image, body image, how your self-worth and how you feel about yourself, and putting yourself first and being more positive with yourself. And then to wrap those all up is, how do you keep this going? How do you keep it going in order to move yourself past this holiday season and into the first of the year, where this is just how you treat yourself? You treat yourself with food as nourishment. You treat your emotions properly and your thoughts. And you have your day managed, and your holidays are in place to really nourish you and nurture yourself in ways other than with food. So I want you to consider all those. I've really given you a quick overview, but I think that there are some really great nuggets in all of it that I hope you will consider for yourself. And I want to invite you, if this fits for you, is to join me next week. I start my 8-week virtual program, Emotional Eating Solutions, where we look at all six of these strategies, where we look at them in depth over 8 weeks. And we go in depth, and we're going to cover this year, it will be a lot about how to manage the holidays, because it is up and center. And I want to invite you to be a part of this group. It's going to be great. It's a virtual program. It's online. It starts next Tuesday, October the 25th at 12 o'clock Pacific. If you're thinking of doing it but concerned about the time, don't worry. You can listen later on in the day. You don't have to be on the call live every time. It's helpful because then you can ask questions if you have them, but you can send me questions and I will respond to them. But this group is going to be informative and really help you move beyond this overeating and do it now. Because what you'll know is that we have to focus on emotional eating for all of the days of the year. And you can start now to feel better and feel better about your life and feel better about your relationship with food right now. So I want to offer it to you. It is, I have this great bonus running, you guys, and it is a 2-for-1 right now. So if you sign up, you can give a friend a free access. So what you could do is you could pay for it and then give a friend the free access, and I'll send you all the information about how to do that. Or you and a friend could split it. You pay for it and the friend pay you back. So think about whether you have a friend who might want to be a part of this. So that, if you do it, it makes it half price. That makes this group half price, this program half price for you. The other way you could do it is you could do a 3-payment plan. So I'm trying to make it easy. I'm trying to make it affordable. I'm trying to make it where it could fit for you. And it's 8 weeks, 45 minutes, 45 to 50 minutes each week with me. I send you bonus information. I send you audio of the call every week. I have lots of things for you to do that's going to help you work through emotional eating for yourself. And I'm really excited to offer it to all of you. And I'm going to send in the email follow-up to this call, I'll send you all the links. Check it out. If you have any questions, you can email me with questions. But I hope you are as excited as I am to move out of emotional eating and move into peace with food. So this group, you know, this program is for you if you want to stop the war with food, if you want to move beyond food controlling you, if you want to end overeating and put food in its proper place as nourishment, if you want to start looking at how to manage when you feel out of control and what to do differently and how to manage this holiday season differently, this group is for you. I hope you choose to join me. I would love to have all of you be a part of it. There's plenty of room. I have a capacity because I do a lot of things virtually with you, and so you can all join and just know that I have your back, and I want to help you. So you can go to my webpage, Feed Your Soul Unlimited. It's in the Work with Kim section, Emotional Eating Solutions 8-week virtual program. I'll also send you the link in the follow-up to this call. I hope you want to put yourself first, and I would love to be a part of it. I would love to help you. This program starts next week, next Tuesday, and it's not too soon to get started on this and to do it now and to start this holiday season feeling more powerful, feeling more peaceful, and feeling more mindful about food. I thank you all for joining me on this call, those of you who are live and those of you on the recording. I look forward to talking with you more. I look forward to as many of you as possible joining me next week in my program. And I wish you a great rest of the evening. Bye-bye, everyone.